I should have tried to see if there was a sound effect for Jabba the Hutt saying Solo.
Well, this was take two of the Marvelous One, so we could have done
Thank
that.
You for bringing that up, Warren. Ah. Jerk. We did have time for that. Solo is reminiscent of their box office returns.
Oh.
So low, they couldn't count them. Yahoo, everybody's reporting bad Solo returns. Somehow they're saying Solo lost $50 million. It's not in the movies. I don't understand that.
It's going to be there. It seems like they're going to lose some, but I don't see $50 million. And if they did, it's no big deal for Disney.
If I had their money, I'd burn yours.
Just between the first of this year and today, they're probably $1 billion to the plus.
Yeah. Avengers Infinity War, this month they're $1 billion to the plus. Solo. Yeah. What was the problems with the movies? Warren, what do you think?
A lot of people are saying there's fatigue to Star Wars.
That's let me interrupt BS. You for a second. Fernando, what was so great about the movie? Yeah. I noticed you don't even want to talk today. I see how that is. All right, go ahead.
If you disagree with anything we say, Fernando, if you don't speak up, it's fact.
It's okay. You can actually rip that that duct tape off your mouth. Yeah. Go ahead, Warren.
So some people are saying there's Star Wars fatigue.
I don't see it.
That's BS. They're just trying to cover for it. Because if that was the case, then we would have had Avengers fatigue 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, or at least in the last 3 months.
Yes, because between Christmas holiday period and today, we've had 4 Avenger-type movies.
1, 2... Ragnarok, Black Panther, Avengers.
Okay, so that's 3.
3, and you could kind of throw in Justice League as a 4th.
No.
Well, I mean, but yeah.
And you got Ant-Man coming out shortly, too.
You got Ant-Man coming out. Oh, you had Deadpool.
And Deadpool.
Right?
So I was right. 4 in the last several months.
4 MCU kind of movies. Yeah, it's definitely not fatigue. I would sell my soul for Star Wars.
I personally think it's a combination of 2 things. 1 being a terrible storyline.
Uh-huh.
I just did not like the story, and the actor who played Solo
sucked low.
I can go meh. I think he did okay.
Matt is bad.
I think he did okay.
He's the lead character,
but we don't need okay with Star Wars and Solo.
Yeah, I agree with you. The storyline wasn't strong, and I think by having a lousy pick for Solo made that worse. Solo in 1977 when the first Star Wars movie came out, right? I got the year right on that?
Yeah.
Okay. Harrison Ford was the coolest dude in the universe. Right? Han Solo, coolest dude in the universe, bar none. The dweeb that played him this time, not coolest dude in the universe. Right?
Well, some people could argue. Well, he's going to mature into this.
Yeah, no.
This guy's 15 to 16 years, 17 years younger than the Harrison Ford version of Solo. And I say, well, you got to have something there to make it look like you're going to morph into that person.
Yeah, like if they'd had the kid that smoked the cigarettes in the Bad News Bears, right? He was cool at 12 when he was smoking cigarettes, riding his motorcycle, playing baseball. Right? You're either the coolest dude in the universe or you're not. The dweeb that played Solo in this movie was not. Just wasn't there. He wasn't cool.
Yeah, the only 2, I think, casting hits that they had were Chewbacca.
I don't know. I can't agree with that. He shrank 4 inches.
I think Chewbacca and Lando. I keep wanting to say Lando.
You keep calling him Landau.
And Lando were the 2 best castings in the movie.
I thought Lando was great.
Closely followed by Vision as the villain.
Vision did a good job as a villain. But again, another character that dude played that I want to die. Right?
Well, he did.
And he did. Thank you. I thought Khaleesi did good as Han Solo's love interest, evil woman. I think Woody Harrelson did good. Yep. I don't have a problem with any other person except the lead character of the movie. The lead character stunk.
Could they have made the lead character better with a better story and better writing and better
acting? Well, and better character?
You could have maybe had better acting and better character if you had a better storyline.
If you had a better script, you would have attracted a higher talent about actor. I agree with that. They went cheap on Solo. I don't even think
kind of like
enough.
What happened with Anakin in the earlier Star Wars. Got Christian Hayden.
Ugh. I prefer Anakin. At least Anakin, you ended up hating him.
Which is what you wanted to do.
Which is what you want with Darth Vader. You're like, God, I can't stand that. I can't wait for him to die. I hope his son cuts his head off. Which never happened, but we hoped for that.
Yeah.
Han Solo, I'm like, there's no way this guy ends up cool in 10 years. It was horrible. I don't know who you put as Han Solo. When we first taped this show, we went through names like Scott Eastwood, Liam Hemsworth.
And I kept telling him he doesn't know anything because he's not young enough to be
cool. Because I'm not young enough to know what cool is, right. But the problem is I don't know if millennials know what cool is. I really worry about the generation younger than us.
You got that kind of to see that.
Right.
Supposedly this is the cool millennial guy playing it.
Right. And millennials aren't cool. This is what we learned. We learned millennials aren't cool. That's all we learned from this movie. We learned that Chewbacca shrunk or he continuously grows.
That's probably what it is.
That's what they're going to say. But we also learned that millennials aren't cool because if that's who they want as their Han Solo, I have no use for that generation.
Well, that's who we have. Now, because the movie lost money and was critically not the best Star Wars ever put out.
Well, they're saying it's also because of marketing. Yeah, to add during the... I did fist pumps during the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Because I saw the ad. I came in here, remember? I'm like, Solo.
Everyone knew Solo was coming.
Right.
Everyone saw scenes from the movie.
Well, that's the poor marketing part. You shouldn't have saw scenes from the movie. The movie stunk.
Well, really, the only thing they showed was the train sequence, and that was actually kind
of
cool.
The train sequence, and they showed the parts of the parsec rod.
You didn't know that at the time, though.
We didn't know that at the time.
So,
the parsec rod.
How can you say...
The Kessel rod.
The Kessel rod. How can you say the next version? Do you recast that?
You have to.
Here's what I think. I personally think the first thing you got to do is whoever produced this movie needs to be removed, and the next producer stay the hell out of the writing room and the director's chair.
Yeah, and you need a new Han Solo.
And you, well, possibly. Like I said, I'm mad about him. He could come off really good.
You know, Disney was smart when they got rid of Ed Norton and went to Mark Ruffalo.
Well, it's because Ed Norton didn't want to do it.
But they were smart by not saying, well, we got to get rid of the character, or we have to do this, or we have to do that. They actually
Where they were smart is they realized that Hulk can't pull his own movie. It's just not the storylines for that type of character.
Yeah. All right. And then, like, here's what I feel like. Right.
In the writing, they got to keep the social justice warrior stuff out of it.
Well,
just go for a good story.
Good versus evil. That's what Star Wars is supposed to be.
Solo should be gray. The movie, because he crosses the lines back and forth.
Well, he should have been the evil in the movie.
Well, not this first one, because he was trying to figure out the way to get the girl. And he was just doing what he could.
Yeah, he's Han Solo. He's too cool for that.
Well,
it's like, here's what I saw when I watched that movie. And I, you know, I went back and I started thinking about it this week. And I started seeing these articles and I was like, Here's what flashes back in my head. I am a child of the 70s and 80s. I remember Chips. I remember Dukes of Hazzard, the A-Team. This new current generation of filmmakers and dweebs and nerds and little people that we used to smack around in high school, junior high, kindergarten, first grade.
Well, I was one of those. I was the one getting smacked around when I was little.
You'd still be getting smacked around if it wasn't for the damn laws. I'm sorry. But, But
I know what you drive, and I know explosives.
That's all right. Blow me up. I only have a couple months anyways. But they when these people did the remakes, these movies of the Dukes of Hazzard, they made them into jokes. They weren't jokes. I feel like they made Han Solo into the same kind of joke that they made the Duke boys into, that they made Chips into. That bad humor, not funny, unless you're stoned, millennial dweeb comedy.
So a Seth Rogen movie.
Yeah. I don't even know if it was that good. Opie, you let us down.
I don't know if it's his fault. I think because the producer fired the writers, the producer fired the directors.
He's Opie.
He still had to work within the confines of what he had.
He's Opie. If Opie had come out and said, my God, this stuff sucks, right?
No, because they had spent all that money.
It doesn't matter. It's not like Disney doesn't have it. They just opened up like Toonland and something else at their Universal Studios. Disney has more money than they know what to do with.
Give me some of it. Give the Marvelous
They should be sponsoring the Marvelous ones so we stop pooping on their films. But he is by far one of the most powerful people in Hollywood. He is Opie. He did the Da Vinci Code. He did Cinderella Man. He did, I mean, obviously he was Opie. Ransom, Apollo 13. These are all like movies he's directed and
classic and good movies.
Producers and stuff like that. Classic good movies. How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Where else am I? I mean, Rush, which I thought was a great movie. Dark Tower.
This is not a genre that he's not familiar with. He's done sci-fi and fantasy movies.
Yeah. And he's Arrested Development, stuff on The Simpsons. He's been around, right? He's like a nobody. I mean, he's been around. Where is your saying, guys, we're screwing the pooch here. This guy's a dweeb. Guys, we're screwing the pooch here. This storyline sucks. Guys, we're screwing the pooch here. Chewbacca's 4 inches short.
Yeah, so that's my opinion. Could probably use a better actor, but you absolutely got to get rid of that producer.
Yeah.
That producer drove it into the ground.
Yeah.
You knew something was wrong when the writers were fired. And they just had nothing. They just didn't say anything, probably because they had a do not, DNF, do not follow, do not resuscitate.
Do not resuscitate. DNR? Do not resuscitate this movie. That's what they should have done. When it started collapsing, they should have done that.
They should have stopped, regrouped, and
regrouped and said, whoa, all right, we lost a few hundred million. It's a few hundred million dollars.
Nothing to them.
You're going
to
make that in popcorn sales on It's a Small World next month. I've seen your prices.
You mean on The Incredibles?
Right.
They're going to make it on The Incredibles.
Right. You're going to make all your money back on The Incredibles.
You know, Disney now takes 60% of the box office. Before, it was a 50-50 split between the movie company and the theaters. Disney, because of all their hits, are saying that we want 60% of the box office. So they're even taking even more than other people
Money.
Yeah.
So you got the money.
So they could recoup and restart the whole thing and not worried about it.
You got the money.
They could have took the proceeds from
last week's Avengers
and restarted the movie.
And restarted the movie, right? It's not a matter of money. It's a matter of lack of creativity. It was almost like it should have instead of being called Solo, a Star Wars story, should have been Solo, we actually don't care.
You're going to go watch anything we produce.
Yeah, that's kind of what I felt like. The chink in the armor for them might be that.
Solo, you're going to watch anything we throw at you.
Right, like, they had to work so hard to get rid of episode 1, 2, 3 stigma. And I thought Rogue One was a good movie. I thought the first two of the last batch of the trilogy set, or whatever you want to call that, episode 7 and 8 were good.
Yeah.
Right? And they were riding a high, and then they were like, yeah, Solo, we don't care. Solo, we're going to see if millennials... Maybe the problem is millennials don't watch Star Wars. And they were trying to get them. But this guy as Han, I don't even know his name. Dweeby McDweeberson? Whatever it is?
I don't even know what his I don't even know what his name is.
Alden... Enrique? I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It should be Jobless McScumbag.
Jeez.
Right? Get him out of there. He's not cool enough to be on. I don't know who is. Right?
No, we don't know that.
I don't know.
We
don't know the generation. I don't have the answer.
Yeah. So let's move on to our next topic, and that's Avengers 4 title to be determined.
Am I done being mad about Solo for
yes,
the time being?
Yes, you are.
Okay. I found...
Move along. This is not the movie along. You're talking about.
Move along. We are on a new movie now. So I'm reading a post on CBR.com, which is probably as fake as Pamela Anderson boobs. And it says, here's the title of the photo that I have up on the big screen here. Avengers 4 official concept art. Official!
Except to me, it looks extremely fan art driven. Because stuff doesn't look right. Because you got...
Well, first off, we should start off with the... We thought it was Doctor Strange in the photo, then to zoom in and realize it's Thor with Hammerax.
It's from my seat, it definitely looks like Doctor Strange.
Yeah, it did on the small screen, and then when we blew it up on the big screen, it was like,
you see,
why is Doctor Strange
with Stormbreaker
holding an axe and a hammer? And yes, it is definitely Thor with Stormbreaker.
Let's just go zoom out a little bit, and let's just start from the right hand side. So you got Ant Man; he looks like Ant Man.
Yeah,
and then you got Hawkeye, this looks like the classic Hawkeye.
From
the comic books.
He got the mustache. He's got the little
I'm calling fan art, it looks more like Logan Wolverine than it does Hawkeye.
Now, Wolverine kills Hawkeye and takes his identity. Much better Avengers 4 movie.
And then next you got Captain America, and he's in his original Captain America suit.
Yeah, you got the red, white, and blue on with the star.
No beard.
No beard,
no
shield.
Nomad, no shield.
No shield, no beard.
No nomad.
No nomad.
Then you got Rocket Rabbit.
Rocket the Rabbit.
He looks correct.
He is anatomically correct.
Well, he's correct. Look.
No, it looks like he has a...
Then you got Iron Man, who looks correct.
Iron Man, and he's got the triangle, right? It's not the circle, so
yeah,
he's got the triangle.
He looks correct, except for the fact... that there's a rope strung between the wrist of Captain America and the chest of Iron Man. Like,
it's actually,
Captain America
when I zoom in, it's actually Iron Man's armpit.
Okay. It still looks like a leash between the two of them. Captain America's got Iron Man on a leash.
Something kinky.
Oh, you could be.
You could be something kinky. And then there's Nebula, who looks right.
It looks right, yeah.
Right? And then there's Captain Marvel, which we don't actually know enough about her to know whether or not she looks right.
Well, I do a little bit because I've seen a lot of the steel shots from her on the set. She's wearing a green uniform in all the shots I've seen of her in the movie. But here she's got a blue uniform on, which matches more of the comic books than it does.
Well, here's what I'm going to say. Remember how misleading they were on the concept art for Infinity War?
Yes.
You had Hulk in the shot. And it was like there was no Hulk in Xfinity Wars.
All right, then we go over to the top right, and you got War Machine.
War Machine coming at ya.
He looks okay.
I thought he died.
But at first I wasn't even sure it was War Machine. From a distance, it could be Black Panther or War Machine. It's not till you zoom in that you realize that it really is War Machine.
Oh, he's got the War Machine stuff. I think he was pretty obvious.
And then you got. In the center of everything, you got...
The center of the universe.
The center, you got...
We're arguing over this.
Yeah, you say that's Scarlet Witch.
You say that's Scarlett Johansson.
I say it's Scarlett Johansson as the Black Widow. And because she's standing in front of the Hulk, who does not look like the Hulk, I say that's definitely the Black Widow because she, you know, likes Bruce Banner.
Yeah, she likes the old Hulk.
Yeah, so...
She likes the green.
That brings us to the biggest... thing about this entire concept art slash fan
Hulk.
Art is the Hulk.
And he's in a uniform.
He's in a uniform.
He's suited up.
He looks smaller in stature. He doesn't have the big muscles. He doesn't have the big head.
Well, he's got the big muscles, but he's not as thick.
Yes. He looks more like a WWF wrestler than he does the Hulk.
Yeah, maybe him and Batista had a baby together, and that's your kid. That's how, you know, Batista lives close enough to kill me.
I don't think Drax would find that funny.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. And he lives close enough to like literally beat the hell out of me. So we should probably be quiet on that one, because if he ever did listen to.
So what is up with that Hulk? I mean, it definitely does not look like any Hulk in any Avenger movies today.
Here's my thoughts. I want to make my arguments. You can poo-poo me.
Poo-poo.
I think Avengers 4, right? We had this BS story stuff going around there that Hulk is scared of Thanos. Hulk no scared of Thanos.
You can argue that he is.
Hey, not scared. Yeah. Well, he didn't want to come out and fight. He didn't want to come out because he hates the world. The planet Earth doesn't like him. He said that in Thor Ragnarok. Right? Hulk fought Thanos for Thor.
Thor's still around.
Thor's still around.
Thor likes Captain America. I mean, Hulk likes Captain America.
Maybe.
No, we see it in the movies. He likes Captain America. Right? We see it in the comic books. He likes Captain America.
So, Hulk didn't come out to fight because him and Bruce Banner are having this internal struggle. It's got nothing to do with Banner. Hulk doesn't like Banner being like, come out, Thor, Hulk, I need you now, then go away. I want to be Banner. Right? That's what it's about. Hulk wants to be Hulk all the time. Banner wants to be Banner with a splash of Hulk. Hulk just wants equal rights. But I think in Infinity in Avengers 4, we see Professor Hulk.
Oh,
Professor Hulk.
That's a pull, dude.
Smart Hulk. It's leading up to it, right? Look how much more he's talking now than the first movie. How much more in control he is. The fighting back and forth, the who wins, the who's that, the this, that, and the other thing. Right? We saw Hulk not wanting to come out, right? And everybody just poo-poos like it never happened. But when Hulk went to fight in the first Avengers movie, right? Hulk went to fight the big alien stuff. Hulk flipped into Hulk and stomped a mud hole in the aliens. In Age of Ultron, Hulk came out and he's push him over the side, he comes back and he stomps a mud hole in Ultron's guys. In this one, in Thor Ragnarok, he's already stomping a mud hole in people, but when he switches back and he jumps off and he jumps out to fight the big dog, the stupid dog that won't die.
Until he gets tossed over the waterfall.
Until he gets tossed over the waterfall. But when he first comes down, what happens? No Hulk. He flops on the light bridge, which is one of the best parts of it. Great part. But he flops on there, which means in my opinion, they were already struggling then. Hulk and Banner were struggling back and forth. I don't want to be the just when you need me guy. I want to be Hulk all the time. I want some say in that.
And every time Banner dies, Hulk comes out because...
He saves him.
Well, because he shoots, I shoot myself in the head and Hulk spits it out.
He spits it out. The other guy spits it out. Right. So I think Hulk's fighting for his equal time. So he's going to be Professor Hulk.
You might have.
And he'll be smart enough to. He's not scared of Thanos. Thanos will be Hulk's bitch.
Well, he definitely wasn't in the movie.
Smart Hulk, Professor Hulk, will be smart enough to control the Infinity Gauntlet to beat Thor.
But he still, Thanos. The Hulk still has to go to some Krav Maga classes.
To learn how to fight? He does
go to the MMA class.
Well, he's probably doing some time with Chuck the Iceman Liddell, little Mike Tyson for the old big knockout punch.
He's going to have to do something because he definitely doesn't know how to fight. We saw that. He
doesn't know how to fight one guy.
He can brawl.
He's a brawler. He fights groups well.
But he can't.
He's like Andre the Giant.
He's not going to fight a trained fighter.
And Princess Bride.
A trained fighter of equal strength is going to...
When he's fighting Wesley. Right? One person's hard to fight. I always fight groups. They're easy. One person, hard to fight. You're fast. See? But I'm telling you...
If you're Groot, you can just stick a stick through all of them and smack them around.
Groot's a pretty nasty person for children's favorite. Like, that's a little, like, disheartening that they're like, oh, like, he put his finger through everybody's gut and he's beating other people to death with dead bodies. Yay, crew! Oh, hey, I don't know about that. But I'm telling you, Professor Hulk. Fernando, what do you think? See, he's shaking his head yes.
No, he's not doing anything.
Yeah, he never
does. He's just things. Sitting there with his mouth shut.
Yep. Or taped. Whichever.
your personal life, I don't want to know about you. You and he doing your,
I'm
in your
telling
personal
you,
time,
Professor
I'm okay
Hulk.
With it. And you ever are intriguing me with this.
7 o'clock.
I'm intrigued.
6/5/2018. I called it. Right? Why did Heimdall save him? Heimdall saved him, not Thor.
I think because Thor told him to.
No! You're wrong on it. When the movie's out on DVD, we're going to have to watch it.
Yeah, we're going to have to watch that again.
Right? But Heimdall saw him because he knew the way to beat Thanos is Hulk. And I think Hulk is the one that puts the end to Thanos. In the movies, it'll be Hulk with the Infinity Gauntlet, kills Thanos on planet Earth in Wakanda. That's my clue solve for that movie.
Think it was going to happen in Wakanda? Or New York City? It's going to have to be New York City. It's always New York City.
It should be New York City. New York City's the only place that could take a fight.
If they did this right, then you would see Luke Cage and the other defenders show up to help out. The ones that are left. We don't know who's left from the defenders.
They could all have died.
Yeah.
Well, they look iron-fisted.
Oh.
Oh, dagger.
Oh.
Dagger.
Well, we might find out a little bit when Luke Cage opens up this month.
Yeah, I don't know what
season.
The timeline is for that.
Yeah, we don't know. Let's wait and see.
You know, I mean, I don't think Jessica Jones could die because I'm not sure. Like, there would be a puddle of alcohol.
So is this Luke Cage? We know that Jessica Jones was before this incident.
Yes.
But is Luke Cage before,
after,
or after?
The one thing they've been consistent of is the timelines.
Oh, this could be freaking cool. Think of this. The last episode of this season's of Luke Cage.
He vanishes.
He vanishes into dust like some of these other characters have.
I don't know if they're that cool.
That tell me though.
Now, the other person that should vanish into dust with Luke Cage is Han Solo. I feel like they should bring in a new Han Solo and do the Deadpool cleaning up the timeline joke with them.
Oh,
right, that's
I'm gonna shoot first again.
No, just when he got the script. Ping. Oh, you're so bad, Warren. That is mean. But yes, I'm calling it now, Professor Hulk, and the Hulk has a big part in beating Thanos.
I think he'll have a big part in beating Thanos. I just don't know if it's Professor Hulk.
I know they're gonna try and give all the props to Captain Marvel.
I still want to know what that is that leash is about. From a distance, at first you think it's the belt for...
You know what? Look, it's something... No, it's not. It's something in Scarlett Johansson's hand, in Black Widow's hand. See that?
No.
That's her finger. That's her arm. That's her finger.
So it's she's caressing the arm of...
No, it's a pole in her hand in the background. You cut Captain America out, you'd have the rest of her hand, and then her other hand
again,
back here.
This is why I think this is fan art, not real concept art.
I don't want to say I want to argue with you. We're going to put it up on the Marvelous Ones Facebook page. You, the Pipples, will get to decide.
Bring it on. Maybe.
Is Phil right?
No, if you're good.
Or is Warren wrong?
No. What I want you to do is Facebook it, put a poll with it, because you can do polls on Facebook now. Yeah. Put a poll on it and see what the people have to say.
Okay. Either Phil's right or Warren's wrong.
All three of them.
Phil's right or Warren's wrong. That's all I'm going to say. We'll be back next week.